Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. This show is designed to inspire you, to motivate you, and to help you move from thoughts to actually taking action. Our weekly special guests will teach you. They will tell you how they did it. And just like my guests, I'm living my dream. I took an idea and turned it into a product. I love beauty, I love fashion, and now I'm living my dream. I'm doing what I love to do and what I want to do, and so can you. So sit back, relax, call your friends, share the link, listen in, stay tuned, let's get started. Hello, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. How are you doing, everybody? How are you doing? Happy Tuesday. I'm not going to say Happy New Year anymore because we are today the 23rd. So, if you haven't listening for the past 2 weeks, well, welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. I'm excited about our show this evening. I have a very important guest on our show this evening, and I just can't wait for you guys to hear what she has to say. Judy, I met Judy last year, April, at the Woman on Fire boot camp, which I won the 2016 Business Woman of the Year. But Judy was at the booth camp before I even know anything about me winning. Judy was one of the presenter at the show, one of the speaker at the event. And I loved her. I fell in love with her. Very well-spoken. She connected with the audience. And I can tell you, and you will get this evening from her too, after listening to her and hear what she has to say, you will leave here tonight with the same feeling that I did. And one of the things that I love about people, and it doesn't matter who you are, I love people that, you know, demonstrate everything about from morals, their values, their principles and everything like that. And I hope Judy touched on a part of it when she spoke last year about what she told me, and that's something that stood out to me and why I really love her. And very supportive. And ever since that day, Judy and I connected on Facebook, and she has been so supportive. She inspires you. You know what? So I'm not going to chit-chat because we only have an hour. And I find, you know, you get to the good part of it, and it's always the last point, the last part of the show that you want to get the goodies, goody, goody, goody. You know, so I'm just going to welcome Judy to our show this evening. And she will tell you a little bit about herself, and she will tell you exactly who she is and what she does. Okay? So just let me just give you a little bit here. You know what? I'll let Judy talk about it. Hello, Judy. Welcome to our show.
Hello, June. Thank you so much for inviting me. I am just so excited. And I do have to say, first of all, I am just so excited about your growth and what you have done, and I am just such an admirer of yours, and you're doing wonderful things. So congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let me see. Okay, where do I start? You want me to tell you and your listeners a little bit about myself? Well, you know, I've been in the direct sales network marketing industry for 28 years, if you can believe it, and wow. It's been a wonderful journey. You know, I've always people know me as always being very positive, so I look at the positive side of things always, and not just in my business life, but also in my personal life. I'm married to a wonderful man of 40 years. I have two children, two wonderful grandchildren, and, you know, family is a very important part of who I am. I grew up in Toronto, Canada. I still live here just north of the city. And, you know, I'm a constant learner. I love learning. I read. I'm interested in so many subjects, from art to people, personal growth especially. And, you know, what is going on in the world. I'm passionate about art and gardening, and I love animals, and I love meeting interesting people. But, you know, my goal, June, is really to always learn something new every day and grow. as a person, grow in my personal life and my business life. I think this industry is perfect for me because I have a passion for helping people realize that they can do so much more with their lives, no matter what, which is always exciting. Which is always exciting for me. So I can go on and on.
We want you to give as much information, because we have a lot of people that are listening. We have people that come back and go back to the replay. And, you know, like I keep saying, that people want to hear from us. They want to, you know, they want to know how you do it, you know. And so for someone like you, and one of the things that I must tell you guys about Judy, and this is not planned, honestly, at the boot camp, what Judy did, Judy got me hooked, and she also got my children hooked on Success Magazine.
Yeah.
And she was giving away, you toss your business card and you win, and, you know, you'll get a copy of the Success Magazine for a year. And I'm telling you that magazine is one of my favorite magazines. I mean, you get that magazine, and it's just what we're talking about. You know, you can
absolutely
do it. You can do it. And so what I'm going to, because I start doing it, I start doing that since Judy did that for me. You know, when my first speaking engagement, I gave away a subscription also. And so I feel that, you know, instead of giving people, you know, cosmetics all the time, give them something that they can read and that they can, you know, use to inspire themselves. So I really, really love that, Judy. And it's coming to an end too.
Oh, wow, is it? Well, you know what? It's interesting. Personal growth is huge for me, June. And this Success Magazine, you know, people can go online, go successmagazine.com, and it is an amazing gift to give your children. I started, oh, my gosh, when my children were in, they're young adults now, married and have children of their own, but when they were in high school, I gave them a subscription. And I still give them a subscription, you know, every Christmas. And it, you know, comes with a little CD. But, oh, my gosh, the information in it will change the way you think.
Yeah.
And I'm such a believer in personal growth, personal development, because we all need to grow as people. And if we don't grow, you know, we stay where we are, and we're not living life to the fullest.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you enjoy the magazine.
Love it. I love it. I love
good.
It. Well, yes, I want to get into, because I want to hear so much from you, Judy, and I want to know from you. I mean, I know you said 40 years you have been married. Oh my God, we don't even hear that anymore. People are replaced now with a click and a swipe, and they're gone. So congratulations with that. 40 years, that's amazing. And your beautiful daughter Erin, I see her.
Oh, thank
and those
you.
Grandbabies. Beautiful.
So proud of them both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's lovely. Kids are beautiful.
Well, you know, people say, well, 40 years. But, you know, I mean, hey, you know, we all know you got to work at things. And it's been so rewarding. You know, my husband and I work together. We've been working together in this industry, direct sales network marketing, for 28 years. It's completely changed my life. But, you know, it really, it all comes down to attitude. You know, we all have the ability to grow, and change is very different depending on whether or not, you know, we can make choices. And, you know, we have choices in our life. You know, our growth potential, you know, as we all know, is unlimited. And I want people to realize that their growth potential is absolutely unlimited as long as you have the right attitude. You know, attitude's a choice. Character is a choice. Responsibility is a choice. And it's all about making choices, isn't it, when you get out of bed in the morning?
Yep. Choice is yours.
Absolutely. The choice is absolutely, you know, and, you know, I meet people all the time, and, you know, and I kind of look at them and I think, whoa, they got up on the wrong side of the bed. But it's, again, it's, you know, it's a choice. But, but you know, I have a goal, though, you know, to learn something new every single day. And, you know, I think it's important because, as I said earlier, if you don't grow, you stay stale. And but my passion really is, and, you know, underlying motivation behind my dreams and goals really is life's short and helping people grow. And there's a world to explore and wonderful people to meet. And, you know, the motivation for me is to live life to the absolute fullest and to help others,
yep.
and to help others realize that there's such a great life out there if they would only, some of them just need to wake up.
Yeah.
I said, you got to wake up and smell the roses.
We have a lot of people that are sleeping, that have not been woken up yet. For someone like you, Judy, I just want you to share with our listeners. You've been married for 40 years. You have two kids. Tell us, what was your motivation and what goals did you have set for yourself? Because you're an incredible woman, incredible businesswoman. So, just give us a little info about, how you managed to do that.
Well, I started off, when our children were very young, didn't have two nickels to rub together. It was tough. And we were living in a city, another city. We were living in Ottawa, actually, a city where I didn't know anyone. And I really, I wanted to have a better life, for our children. I felt that our children deserved more. And I looked around us and I thought, wow, look at all these people. They're successful. They're going on these wonderful vacations. They're taking their children with them. They have financial peace of mind. What are they doing? What's their secret? And we all want to know, when we take a look at successful people, what is their secret? What do they have that I don't have? And what I started to do is I realized that I needed to grow. I needed to grow personally. I need to work on me. I needed to attract successful people to me and in my life. I needed to grow. So I went on a journey, and with my children, by the way, and my husband, it was a family affair, where we started listening to personal development, CDs, and started reading books like the amazing John Maxwell. And I do have to give a plug in for John Maxwell because he is one of my, he's changed my life. And Jim Rohn, there's so many others that I'm sure you have read about in that incredible Success magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't learn, you don't grow, you're living in a very tiny world. You're living in a bubble. And once you start to learn and grow, a whole brand new world opens up for you. And I have to say I'm so proud of my children because they have the same attitude now.
Wow.
they're into personal development and helping other people. So it's just my passion too has always been I have a great interest in helping our youth. Whatever their background, and some people will say to me, well, I come from this type of a background, I come from that background, how could I ever be successful? And I really strongly believe, I say this to people, don't ever let your past dictate
right.
your future, dictate
exactly.
where you want to go in life and who you want to be.
Exactly. So did you have that growing up, Judy? Did you have someone like your parents that... No.
No. No. Let me tell you. It's so funny. I have to tell this story because, I grew up in a family where, a mother who had, a poverty mentality. And, I was young and I didn't really, I wasn't exposed to much when I was young. And I remember saying, because I shared a bedroom with my sister and, we had twin beds, but how you are when you're young and you have a sibling and, you get into little spats.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to always say, when I get older, when I get out of this house, I'm going to have a king size bed. And my mother heard me say this. I thought, oh my gosh, a king size bed. How fabulous would that be? And I remember my mother overheard this and she said, honey, don't ever buy a king size bed because you'll never be able to afford the sheets. And I thought, what? So, the poverty mentality was really something I grew up in. And it was only, and I had no idea there was another world out there until I started hanging around other people who had that growth mentality, who had that prosperity mentality. And that is when I really took it upon myself to start learning and growing and wanting to become a better person. And one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, said, and I love, love, love this saying, is you want to, you know, be around people and model yourself after them, but be around people who want to do more. You want to do more, be more, and become more. And that is really, I love that. I love that. So I take a look. Sorry, go on.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I take a look at a lot of our youth today. I know we talked about that, you know, earlier. You know, I really, my whole passion, I really want to help our youth today, help them understand that there's a better way to live their life, and to help people believe in themselves that they can achieve whatever they want in life. And I find a lot of people out there just lack that belief, and I just want to say to them, you know, you can do and be anything you want, because growing up, I went through high school. I mean, I don't have a university education. I do have some college education, but a lot of your learning is after you get out of school, and it's up to you to grab hold of what's out there and just make yourself better, and ask for help, find a mentor. And I wasted a lot of time, June, doing very unproductive things when I was young. I was not exposed, as I said, to the positive mindset or the growth mindset. And I really was living like a lot of people today, living in a narrow, small-minded world. And, you know, I was 30 by the time I was exposed to the growth mindset and found mentors and books that have absolutely changed my life. So
wow.
Personal development growth is huge.
So I agree with you that having a mentor is very, very important.
Sure.
You can't do it alone. You just can't do
it alone.
Well,
you know what? You can't do it alone. And, you know, I could only imagine if I'd been exposed to it much earlier in my life. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people who have no idea when it comes to thinking differently that it can change your life so drastically. And there's a saying, you change your thinking, you change your life. You change your attitude, you change your life.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's so true. So, you know, I constantly think about our next generation of children and how a positive growth mindset can change the dynamics of community and family. And, you know, the key is really if they want to change. You have to want to change, however, don't you?
I think we have someone here who want to chime in and say something. Let me just get this underlined. Hello and welcome to Mind Over Actuality. Who am I speaking with? Hello? I guess they're probably just listening. Hello? Hello, welcome to Mind Over Actuality. Okay, let's proceed. If they want to say something, they'll come back. It's very important, Judy, for us to have a mentor.
Absolutely.
Or a coach or something. For me, I remember just going it alone. And about 3 years ago, I was doing everything on my own. And, you know, with three kids, you know, being a single mother, it's hard to say, okay, I'm going to go get a coach because it's not cheap. You know, but what I did, I made the decision to leave. I made the decision to travel to Washington. And those people were incredible. And the thing about it is that was the day that my life actually changed, because my whole thinking, everything changed. You know, everything changed, and I began to see things, you know, differently. And I really think even with my family, sometimes they don't even understand the level, the growth level that I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's just the same like-minded people that you're around. You know, they're taking you higher. They'll only see the old you. You know, they're not interested in really what you're doing, you know, until they see that growth. Really.
That's
you know, they're
true.
Not really.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but, you know, yeah, I tell everybody, you know, if you're at a place in your life and you want to really change where you are, you have to get with the winning people. You have to get with the people that you're seeing that are doing things, that are making strides. You got to get with them. Ask them, how did you do it? You know, and this is why I love this show that we're doing, because, you know, we get people like you to come on and to share with listeners and to tell them, you know, how you did it. Because like you said, you know, it was not until you were in your 30s that you got that light bulb went off, you know. So
When you're working, you know, as an entrepreneur and, you know, as a business, you know, woman or a businessman, you take a lot of punches and you take a lot of arrows. And, you know, you'll go through great times, you'll go through times that are not so great. And again, you know, there's a saying, your attitude will determine, will determine how you handle any given thing that's thrown at you. So the attitude is really important, but, you know, you talked about, you know, your children, and I think it's really important to let everyone know around you, you know, what you're doing and that, you know, you need help. Can you help me? And I find a lot of people are just very shy in asking for help. And when you let people know your intentions, when you let people know what your goals are and you start asking for help and they see your work ethic and they see you, you know, focused on what you want, you're going to attract those people to you that really do want you to succeed, because they're out there for sure. But in getting your family involved and your children involved, I think is just to be supportive. They don't have to be involved, but just to be supportive of you, that moral support, I think is really important.
It is. It is very important, because that's all you have. That's what you see around you every day. Almost every day is your family. You know, those are the ones that you pick up and call, you know. So I do understand sometimes when you really don't want to, you know, some people really don't want to go there because, you know, people have different idea of who you are. And so I guess a lot of people don't want to reach out because they don't want to say, oh, you know, people, I don't know. It's very tough. But like I said, if you really, really want to get from where you are, move from there and to, you know, become something greater, you got to get with someone that, you know, that can get you there. You know, so you have to put pride, you have to put all of that aside and go for it.
Well, you know, I heard a story once. You know, I was sitting in an audience listening to one of my favorite motivational, you know, personal development mentors, Jim Rohn, and he told a quick story about, you know, a baby eagle. I don't know if you heard this story, but a baby eagle falls out of the nest, and he lands in a yard of chickens. And his whole life, you know, he didn't fly because he thought he was a chicken. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, someone, he said, oh, I can't do that. He looked at the eagle in the sky and said, wow. He said, look at that mighty eagle. And the chicken said, well, you can do it because you're an eagle. And the eagle said, no, I'm a chicken. But, you know, but people don't know that they can fly and they can be the eagle. But they're just, you know, they have to be told. Sometimes you just need people sometimes to believe in you. And I think that that is really important.
It is. Yes. That's we all need that. Let me see if this is somebody.
We do.
Hello, welcome to our show. I think someone is trying to get in here, Judy, but I'm just going to take a short break and I'll be right back.
Talk to you for a minute. I got something that I need to say. Want you to listen. Everything begins just from the classroom to the airway. It's about time that we take a stand. Don't need to spectate. And I won't let it get to me. The labels that they place on me. I'm fighting for my family. Fighting for my sanity. I can hear the loud bell ring. Gonna give my everything. All I had to take to win. Fighting to the very end. We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive. We fight until we die. We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive.
lie. We strive, we fight until we die. Now picture your life.
Welcome back, welcome back. I don't want to stay, you know, way. I just want to, Judy's throwing so much nuggets at us, and I just want to keep going. So, I mean, we talk about how difficult it is to do or to start our own business and to really, get ourselves to the next level. What are some of the challenges that you believe entrepreneurs are faced with today?
Well, you know, I really think number one is distraction, you know, listening to all the chatter of other people. You know, people always want to take the dream away from you. And, you know, sometimes it's a jealousy thing, too. You know, entrepreneurs really, I'd say most entrepreneurs are afraid to ask for help. Or they want to do it themselves, or but they need to surround themselves with people that are better than they are, that have better skills than they have, you know, that have maybe a better circle of influence, or, you know, other mentors that can, you know, they can lead you to these amazing people that can really help. Another, you know, unshakable belief and laser-sharp focus really is critical to your success, and you cannot get off your game. You got to stay on your game. And I think, you know, entrepreneurs, as I said earlier, will also have times that are not going all that great. But you need, and self-doubt will absolutely creep in. I mean, it happens. You know, we're only human. But that's why, you know, as I said, it's extremely important to surround yourself with like-minded people. And you can't be a lone ranger. You can't be a lone ranger. But finding a good mentor is critical. I always say achievement, you know, begins in the mind, failure, but so does failure. And being a successful entrepreneur, you've got to have good mentors to talk with when you're going through difficult times, but they can help you get through it for sure, because successful people have been through it. Excuse me. And, you know, I always say the toughest person, I love this one, the toughest person to lead is always yourself. And learning to employ yourself, I think learning to employ yourself is a biggie. You know, a lot of people work for other people, and when it comes time to say, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to do my own thing, I love this idea, I want to do this, you've got to employ yourself. And you've got to be accountable to yourself, to you. You're the only one that's going to make it happen. So, and another thing, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, they stop networking. They become so focused in what they're doing, they forget that there's a whole other world out there that can really help and support them. And I think I said it earlier that people will introduce you to people who may be able to help you, guide you, or lead you to people that may be a great resource for you.
Right.
You know, no one achieves anything great alone, June, and it's, you know, it's critical to surround yourself with good people, as we all know. So I also love putting together a mastermind, like a think tank of people. Once a year, we'll get our group together, and we'll put a think tank together, because you never know. I mean, when you start listening to other people, you know, you might have an aha moment, because they may see things a little differently, and all of a sudden you think, wow, that is a great idea. So I think a think tank or a mastermind of people of like minds coming together who have the same vision, I think is really important.
Yep. Networking is key. Networking is key. It has helped me so much. I mean, let's think about the boot camp. I mean, I came to the boot camp, and I've met so many other women, and, you know, we still stay in touch. We still, you know, we came back.
Yeah.
We got onto Facebook. We share information. You know, what's so interesting is that, you know, I got up this morning, and I saw a Facebook message, and it was one of another young lady that I met at the Woman on Fire Award that I'm now friends with on Facebook, that she reached out to someone to say, hey, you know, I think you need to get in touch with, you know, with this person from Tash Cosmetics, because I would love for you to interview her. So, you know, the networking is great, and you get introduced to other people that know other people. It doesn't stop, you know, and that's where your success is going to come, because you can't do it alone. just like you
can't
said.
Do it alone.
No.
You can't do it alone. And, you know, I mean, I found mentors. I mean, I found mentors through books. I found mentors through, through CDs. I found mentors through investing in myself. I just, they taught me how to invest in my own potential. And I think that's really important, is to invest in your own potential. There are so many wonderful, wonderful CDs and seminars and books that you can read. That personal growth is really going to unleash your potential. And also what it will do, it will make you think differently. It will empower you to think differently,
right,
and to take action.
Yeah. I love what you said about the mastermind, Judy. That's a very good idea.
It works.
It really works. I mean, that's what I went to Washington D.C. In 3 years ago. I went to a mastermind, and it changed my life. And I must tell our listeners that we're also planning a Mind Over Actuality conference. And Judy, so I love it, graciously taking she's going to be one of our speakers. I love it. So we were going to have that conference in February, but because, I was in Jamaica, so we had a lot of things coming up and that came up, and I just had to change the date. But we're really looking forward to it in April, and Judy will be one of our speakers. So you guys will be announcing it here on the station, and so you guys keep in touch, listen, get those dates, and come, because I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. You're not just going to be hearing us on the radio. You will be seeing us. So you'll see our expressions, and it will definitely change your life.
Yes, I've been known to be quite animated.
Oh, yes. We got to talk about that one, because Judy had us all cracking up. I still hear it about our gangster money. It's time for us to start making
gangster money. Well, it's so funny. I heard that expression at a conference I went to, where this woman got on stage and she said her little son, I mean, I wish I could claim that, but I can't. Her little son came up to her and said, "Mom, I'm so impressed with your business. I'm so proud of you." He said, "You're now making gangster money." And I thought, brilliant. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us, because you know what? It really opened up your mind. Those people are making all that money. Let's go make some. Why not?
It's there.
You know?
It's there for the taking. It absolutely is. You just have to make your mind up and say, "I'm going to do it." And I mean, of course, it's not going to happen right away. You've got to build it. But it's so available to everyone. They just have to, believe in. They have to believe in themselves that it's possible, that it's there for them. That why not them? Why not?
I would love for you to say that again, Judy. Say that again. That it doesn't happen overnight. You got to build it. I want you to say that again, Judy, because a lot of people think that when you get into business and you're doing business, that tomorrow, next week, next year, next month, you're gonna get up and you're gonna see money coming down.
Dude.
That's not what it is. I was listening to, I don't remember what I was listening to last. I heard someone sent me a video, and the lady she says the miracle is in the journey.
It is it's so true.
Journey, and I thought that was so. It just woke me up. Like a lot, we need to tell people. This is not something that happens overnight. It's hard work, and like you said earlier, we will invest in other people. We'll get up and we'll get up early in the morning. We'll walk through those snowstorms.
Yep.
We'll get up, we'll catch those buses, the train, whatever, get to our desk and labor and work. But when it comes to our own thing, we
don't
want to do it.
Isn't it interesting that, there are people who slave and work from, eight to faint for someone else, and make someone else wealthy, but when it comes to taking on their own business and working for themselves to try and have a better life, they have excuses, and I don't get that. Doesn't happen overnight. No, it doesn't happen overnight.
They don't want to put the work in, Judy. They don't want to put the work in. And so what? So you see a lot of people will see you you know, being a successful businesswoman, and they will look at you and they want to be like you, they want to become Judy, and they don't understand that this took hard work. This didn't happen overnight. This took years. This took years for me to get here. And so when you're
June, I have sorry to interrupt you, but I have stories that would curl your toes.
Yeah, go ahead. We want to hear it.
Oh no, they have to come. They have to come to the conference to hear those stories.
Yes, they got to come to the conference. Don't forget that. Yeah. No, but you know what? One of the hardest things today is when you see potential in someone.
Yeah.
When you see someone true potential, and you're trying to help them, and you know, they get to the point where I can't do this, and they're just gone. They just disappear. And
yeah, they do.
You just say to yourself, hey, you see me doing this. This takes hard. It's hard work.
Well, you know, there's a saying that, you know, I never said it was going to be easy, but I'll tell you something. It is so worth it.
Yeah.
So worth it.
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's a saying, there's no better feeling than the feeling of owning yourself.
Oh, my God. I love it. Love that.
I love it, too. I love it, too. Well, it's true.
I love it. Yeah, people just have to, you just have to put the work in. And it's so sad when you just see them give up, you know. But, you know, I know, like I said, I tell people all the time, I have this vision of where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. I get up every morning. I see it before I go to bed. I see it. And it's hard work.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there somehow.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, people just have to really understand that, you know, if you want something badly enough, you'll get it. And, you know, magic happens when you surround yourself with people of like minds and share your vision and you have a plan and you work your plan and you don't quit. Even though you may have some bad times, that's when things can change drastically in changing your business and changing your future.
That is so true.
It is so true.
That is so true. I raise my hands to that one. Yep.
I think we've lived that, haven't we, June?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. we have, there's a lot of people that we have that are in our lives around us that are successful, you know.
Yes.
Who would you say that you would want to, you've named a few about the, you know, the people that are inspirational in your life. And I just want to ask, if you had the opportunity to ask a successful business woman or man a question, who would it be? What would you ask them?
You know, I thought a lot about that. You know, people ask me that question. I've been asked this question before, but I really had to think about it again. And I kept thinking about it. I thought, you know, there's a woman that and she's not living, but if she was, I would absolutely want to have dinner with her. And that's Mary Kay Ash. Remember, you know, Mary Kay Cosmetics. And the reason being, you know, she was one of the most successful business women whose mission was to empower other women to believe that they could live their dreams at a time that was really difficult for women in the business world. I mean, that was a long time ago. What was it, it was in the 50s, I think, she started. But her actual company, I believe, was in the 70s, late 70s. And, you know, she said something that really got me just right in my heart. And she said, you know, most people live and die with music still unplayed. They go to the grave with the music still unplayed. And I just got the shivers when I said that. Woo.
Yes.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
They never dare to try. And, you know, the question I would ask her would be, how did you overcome the constant chatter. Remember, we talked about that at the beginning of the call. But
right.
How did you overcome the constant chatter of people who never believed in you nor supported you? So that's the question I would ask her.
Wow.
That's the question I'd ask her.
Live and die
with the music. With the music still in them. Isn't that that really
shakes
you up, doesn't it?
You did it again. You did it again to me. Stop. You're gonna make me. That is so profound.
It is.
Wow.
Well, I'll never forget that when I first read that, when I first heard her say that, it kind of shook me to the core, really. I thought, wow.
Yeah.
Because think of all the people that we know, that you know, all your listeners know, that they've passed away with the music still in them. You know, there's I should have done this, or I would have loved to have done that, or, you know, there's should have, could have, would have. You know, they never did it because they didn't take action, or they didn't make it happen, and or maybe they didn't have belief that it was possible. But it is so possible. We just have to take that first step and to make it happen.
Right. Believe in yourself.
Oh,
believe
my gosh. You know, there's a great book I just finished reading, and it's called Mindset. And I don't have the author. I don't have it with me, but it's called Mindset. And, oh, my gosh, what an amazing book. Very
wow.
good book.
That
yeah, Mindset.
Sounds like...
I think every teacher should read it. Every parent should read it. I think everyone should read this book. It is a powerful book.
Mine...
It's an easy read. Mindset. I don't have the author. I'll have to get that to you. Maybe you can put it on your blog.
Yeah, well, I would love to.
You can read it in a day. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I would love to get that because that's just like what we're talking about. You know, change
yes.
your mindset, change your thoughts. You know, yeah, so many.
And how you talk to your children and how you talk to people, and how you handle a difficulty. It's an amazing. It's one of the most amazing books I've read in a long time. It's very good, and I've read a lot of books, but this was powerful.
Sound like it. I would love to. Yeah, when you can just send me that. I'll probably look it up online and get the author because, yeah, books are very important to read. You need to read your book. You need to read Success Magazine. You need to read Think and Grow Rich. You need to read.
Oh my gosh!
Those.
Yes, I've read that too.
Yes. Yes. You
well, you know what? You know what, Jim Rohn said, you know, again, he was an amazing mentor of mine, and he said the most valuable thing that you can leave behind to your family, for your children, is your mm-hmm. library. And
yep.
what's in your library, you know?
Yeah.
I love that, too.
Exactly. Wow. I'm loving this, our conversation.
Me too.
Get there. But I mean, we know, you and I are on the same, you know, we have the same mindset
yes.
about, you know, business and inspiring others. And you talk a lot about the youth, which I think if we get to the youth, if we get to our youth
oh.
and teach them and let them know that you can do it, there's nothing that you cannot do. Set your mind to it. Just set your mind. You know what? I was watching something about Leanne Emsley? One of those
yes.
people in New York. But I catch a little part of it. I really don't know who they are, but I catch a little part of it where he wanted this hotel. He wanted to own it.
That's right.
And what he did, he rented an office so that he could look at it because he wanted it. And he eventually owned it. He bought it.
Mm-hmm.
He bought it. Yes, he did. He rented the office so that he could look at it because he wanted it. And when I saw that, I'm like, that's how powerful the mind is.
Well, you know, let me tell you, and that's a whole other topic, I mean, we can get to, but I might even touch upon that when we do the, you know, I'm at your event. But the visualization, I have a powerful story that happened to me just by visualizing something. But I'll save that for another day.
And you can share it, Judy. We have like 15 minutes.
Do we have time? Okay,
yes.
Well, you know, when our children were very, very young, I was living in Ottawa, actually, for 7 years, a great city. And we didn't have two nickels to rub together. It was tough financially. And I remember my husband and I went for a walk on a beautiful summer night, and we saw this house, and it was empty. We looked in the windows, and I thought, wow, that's a very cool house. You know, I'd renovate it, I'd do this, I'd do that to it. And we actually went in and looked at it, and I thought, oh, why are we doing this? But something led me to call someone and say, a realtor, and say, I want to look at this house. So we were involved in a business, and we had to do a certain amount of volume to make a certain amount of money. And I thought, you know what? Let's put an offer on this house. And my husband looked at me and said, are you crazy? He said, we don't have the money for this. But I thought, let's do it. So we did. And we had a year closing because the people were over in Europe. And every single day we walked by that house, we took pictures in front of it. I visualized it every day. I visualized what it was going to look like, how I could decorate it, what it was going to look like, right down to the color of my carpet and the rug and the furniture in my kitchen. And a year later, a year to the day, because it was a year closing, which is a long, long time, but this was a long time ago, to the day, we were $2,000 short of the down payment.
Wow.
On that house. And we went to our bank, and I didn't think we'd get it. Well, our bank manager was so impressed, he gave us the money, he gave us the down payment, and we end up owning this home. But I visualized it so strongly and took pictures and hung and put them on my refrigerator. And the visualization is so powerful. And a year later, we got it.
You owned it. Yep.
We
yep.
did.
I'm
we
telling
owned
you,
it.
The mind is powerful. The mind
works.
Is powerful.
It works.
Yeah.
It is very powerful.
Think it, ink it, achieve it.
You got it. Well, there's a saying, what the mind can conceive, it will achieve.
It will achieve. It will achieve. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. We are cutting down to time. But you know what, Judy? You know that you can always come on, because I'm telling you, you have so much to share. And I'm just loving it.
Thank you so much.
I'm just enjoying it. And I'm sure I see our listeners. I see getting my Facebook messages here. Yeah. So I just want to tell people, you know, you can do it. The bottom line is,
yes,
you can do it.
Do it.
I can do it. Judy can do it. There's so many people around us in our same, you know, Facebook group, and you know they're doing it.
Yeah.
Women
yeah.
are doing it. Men are doing it. Not just women, but men are also doing it. They're, you know, looking internal, man. You got to look at your life and look at where you are and ask yourself the question: is this where I want to be? You know, and do it. You know,
design your life. Go and design your life and make it happen. Design it.
Yes. Yes. And so I'm going to ask you, Judy, what's your personal motto beside that best describe you and your life?
Well, you know, I think I said it before. You know, my whole motto is be more, do more, and become more. You know, be more than what you are, do more than what you do, and become a wonderful human being. And, you know, I be respectful of others, which is important
yeah.
and so lacking today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And always remember, everyone has a story, you know, to be kind to people and say something nice to someone every day and light up someone's life every day by just, you know, little things can make a big, big difference. And that's how I live my life. And by being respectful of others and just live your life, be authentic.
Mm-hmm. And I love to ask my guests this question. What's a question that you have never been asked before, but you want to answer?
Well, you know, oh my gosh. You know, when someone asks me, you know, what keeps you going during tougher, challenging times? And I always say my attitude. I have, you know, you have to look at the bright side of things and take those, you know, we learn by our mistakes. We learn by going through challenging times. It makes us tougher. It makes us want to do more.
Yep.
At least it does with me. But I guess, you know, what do you do when you go through challenging times? And mine is keep your attitude in check at all times. And I do have to share this with you very quickly, is, you know, when I go through challenging times, I think so strongly of how other people are living in other countries. And we are blessed. We are truly blessed. To be living where we are living and the opportunities that we have. I mean, I try not to watch the news, but we have it made. We really do, where we live and what we have and what we can do with our lives to help other people who have a lot less than ourselves. So when I go through challenging times, I don't think about me. I think about other people and how tough they have it, because it breaks my heart to see how some other people live and what they're exposed to on a daily basis in a lot of these war-torn countries and poverty. And it's I don't have challenges anymore. I don't look at them like that. I just, because they help me grow and help me become stronger.
Exactly. And that's how you have to look at it. I mean, sometimes yesterday was one of those days I was, you know, going through something and thinking about something. And then it finally hit me. Don't think about what you don't have. Think about what you have now. And
exactly.
And you have life. And as long as you have that, June, everything else is secondary. And the moment I got that, the moment I told myself that, everything, you know, I felt so much better.
And you know what? Right. You're so right. Be grateful every single day. I mean, every single day when I get out of bed, I say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. And, you know, live your life with abundant thinking. And like I said earlier, just be authentic and make someone laugh and smile and feel good about themselves every day. And that's what life's about, in helping and lifting other people.
Exactly. And don't let that music die in you.
Ever.
Jenny, thank you for that one. Thank you for that one. You keep sharing all these nuggets with me, and I'm gonna steal that.
Well, thank you, June.
Jenny, it was so great speaking to you, and I think we're going to have to schedule a longer time to chat with you when we have so much, but I think that's what made the show so great, is that we have our listeners waiting for more and wanting to hear more from you, and I'm sure you can
come back.
And what I will do...
Oh, my gosh, it'd be fun.
When Judy's available, she let me know she can be my co-host, and she can be on the line, and you can ask her questions, and we can, you know, share things. Because this is what I designed for you people, is to get people here on the show that are motivated, that can, you know, give you information, equip you with the things that you need to take you to the next level. And it's not about, okay, they're going to come in here and tell you how to make the money tomorrow. No, they're telling you how to shift your mindset, how to shift from that poor thinking, that thought that you know, poverty stricken thinking. We want to get you out of that and to put you, you know, to have you think differently, change your mindset.
Yes.
Oh.
I call it thinking. Get out of that stinking thinking.
Thinking. So, Jenny, it was so great having you on our show, and I want you to tell our listeners everything about you, how they can follow you, how they can find you, what you're doing. I just give them all the information.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I so enjoyed it. I can't believe the time just flew by. To get in touch with me, you can go to my Facebook page. You know, if you take a look at my picture that June, you post on your Facebook page, that's what I look like. You can actually just friend me and follow me, or I'll give you my email address. Is judym@powergate.ca, and I also have another private, it's a business page, it's LifeWorks as well. You can get in touch with me there. So, June, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure, and I can't wait to do this again. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. And again, Judy will be one of our guest speakers at Mind Over Actuality. Let's keep listening. Every week we're going to be telling you when, giving you dates, when it's going to happen. It's going to be here in Toronto. So keep listening. Mm-hmm. Keep tuning. Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much for all the information that you share. And please come again.
Well, thank you so much. And I would love to. I would love to do this again. It was... I always love doing this. I like sharing information like this. So thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Have a good evening.
And you as well. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Whoa, that was awesome. Judy is just this amazing person, everybody. I'm telling you, she is, and she's petite. You should see her. See how powerful she sounds? Yeah, beautiful woman. And absolutely, so much more to share. But like she says, you have to come to her conference. Another thing that I wanted to share with you this evening, one of our guests, our first guest that we had on the show, Kawanda Lam, she's a winning single mom, and they're having a luxury brunch and vision board party for single moms in the Dallas area. So if you're looking for clarity around your goals, this is the opportunity to connect with other moms like yourself. So register for this transformative experience, and it will ignite the dreamer in you, and you'll leave refreshed and ready to chase your dreams. So to find out more about this information, please visit bit.ly/castyourvision. So this is a luxury event that is in Dallas, Texas. So go to bit.ly/castyourvision, and you will get further information about this amazing event that Kawanda Lam and her team is putting on. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We had an amazing time with Judy. Again, this show is to inspire you. We're here to tell you how to shift your mindset. Shift it. That's what I did. I had to look at myself. I had to look at where I was, look at where I was with my kids. Did I want to stay there? Did I want to be this mother, single mother? Just look at everything around me, going up in age, my kids getting older, and I'm stuck. So this is about growth. This is about looking at where I want to be, looking at where you want to be, and change your mindset. Just grab a vision. Draw something. Lay there at night and just visualize where you want to be, where you see yourself now. Do you like it? Do you like where you are now? And if you don't like it, you have the ability to change it. That's the greatest thing that we have. We have the ability to change our situation, to change our circumstances, to change our surroundings, to change the people that are around us, the one that doesn't inspire us, the ones that speak negative around us. You can change that. You have that power. So next week, this time, all been well, we will be here again with a phenomenal guest that's going to be sharing her information with you about how to change your mindset from thoughts to action. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Talk to you. See you again next week.